The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Dive into the world of football with the Red Zone Rundown, and I am your host, DJ Zero. Welcome to the seventh episode of the Red Zone Rundown, and this is the last episode in this special week. We have Clarence Saluto, my good friend from another student at Dominican University of California. So Clarence, tell me a little bit about yourself and what it was like growing up around sports culture.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Just wanted to say thank you to my boy Adam Gilly here for having me on this special podcast. Like he said, my name is Clarence. I am a biology major here with a chem minor and GPH minor here at Dominican. I'm a junior two currently, and my hopes is to be an aspiring pediatric emergency doctor. And growing up around sports in my family, you know, it's a big bonding culture between me and my dad, especially, and all my siblings and my uncles and cousins as well. It really brought us together, especially being from the Bay Area and in the SAC parts. So we grew up watching a lot of the Warrior games, Niner games, of course, the Giants game, but mostly Warriors and Niners for sure.
You know, I'm the same way, you know, 49ers, Warriors, that's pretty much what we both grew up on. And, you know, I didn't know you before college, and getting the chance to meet you and knowing that you were a fan, it was just like an easy thing to bond over, you know? So tell me a little bit about what makes you so passionate about sports, because I remember that one time where we watched that Rams game, and I've never watched, like, usually when I watch games, I'm like super quiet, you know, like I'm just thinking like, man, things I'm just thinking in my head. But with you, you know, you're jumping all out the room, this and that, you know. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. I remember watching the Rams game with you in our dorm that one time, I say around a year ago. When I watch a football game, especially nowadays, I get a different sense of joy, especially when it comes to the Niners, because I think the past 2 years I kind of understood the game more, like the ins and outs. And I never played football growing up, but like having you kind of educating me more about how the game is played, I kind of see how it happens before the play even happens. And also I kind of connect to it differently because, you know, the Niners, we never really won a lot in terms of Super Bowls in the past 20, 30 years. So seeing them do good and thrive during the regular season makes me feel a lot better than how it is in the playoffs.
So I know you haven't played football or, you know, played this specific sport, but you have played sports in general. You played basketball. So what's one important lesson that you've learned as an athlete?
Yeah, growing up, I grew up playing basketball, whether that was travel ball or the 4 years in high school. And I'd say one valuable lesson that sports has taught me is communication. And, you know, communication is used throughout all aspects of your life, whether that's your family, your significant other, or even your teachers and your friends and your peers. Without communication, you basically won't get a lot of things done. So, yeah, that's why communication is a big part of my life.
Yeah, that's a really interesting perspective on it. So, you know, we got things like the Rashi Rice situation, you know, Henry Ruggs. So tell me the importance of an athlete's image. You know, being a professional athlete, you're looked as a role model. You're looked as a, you know, kind of a leader in your community. So tell me a little bit about your opinions on that.
Yeah, the past couple weeks for Rashi Rice has been pretty tough and rough to see, especially if, even just as a football fan, you know, you don't even have to be a Chiefs fan or a Raider fan to understand and feel for these athletes. Like, they make millions a year. They get headlines basically every Sunday, every single day from their teams posting them. And with those type of images coming out and stories and articles of them coming out, like, basically during the times of these reports, it sucks. It's heartbreaking. Not only for the players, because, you know, that alters their whole life. That changes their whole life. But say like a little kid who wants to be a receiver growing up in Las Vegas, a receiver growing up in Kansas City, it goes to show that, you know, you can mess up, and you really want to protect that image, and it sucks for them.
Yeah, I know. It truly is a shame because you have players like this that have such high potential, and, you know, watching their career go to waste over decisions. Like, you want to see athletes, you know, as a fan, you want to see the best athletes perform at the highest level, you know. But anyways, I've always wanted to ask you this, but do you ever wish that you played football growing up?
Yes, I do wish I played football growing up. I'm not the tallest. I'm not the biggest. For the people listening, I'm a 5'7" Filipino dude, but I do got big legs, okay? I just grew up with naturally big legs. And I remember back in high school, I was a junior and I was playing varsity basketball during this. Oh yeah, this was before basketball season started. I remember the varsity coach coming up to me saying, "Hey, Clarence, I was wondering if you wanted to come out and play football for us." And I was like, "What position?" And he told me running back. And at that moment, I said no. But looking back at it, I really regret it, especially with the type of the position that my school was at. I went to Monterey Trail High School back in Sacramento, and we were pretty good at that time. We had a lot of ranked players. We had a lot of players going Division One, and seeing the camaraderie and the fun that they had was something that I wish I was a part of. And a lot of my friends also played football too. So, yes, I do regret not playing football.
So what was it that held back your decision? Because I know a couple of players and basketball players, a couple of teammates, they've always said like a very similar thing. And usually it was like their mom was really scared that, you know, they would get hurt and it's like a really dangerous sport. So any similarities with your own personal?
I could see why people would say they can't play football because of their parents. But my parents were always open to me playing anything because I did a lot of like combat. Like I did combat sports growing up. You know, I was in MMA and karate and all that. But I feel like the reason why I didn't want to pursue football during that time was I was 15, 16, and a lot of these kids who I'm going to play against, they've been playing their whole life. So I didn't want to feel behind or seen as the one kid on the team that didn't know what they were doing, if that makes sense. So I just feel like it'll take a lot for me to get used to, especially physicality-wise. Basketball is physical, but nothing like football.
Oh, yeah, that is really true. So since you don't play basketball and you never got the chance to play football, is there anything in your daily fitness regimen that you could tell me about? You know, what are the things are you into? Are you into running, you know, the gym, a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. I live a pretty active lifestyle, per se, more active than I guess you can say a lot of other people. But I like to keep my body moving. Monday through Saturday, I try to get, or Monday through Friday for sure, I get weightlifting in. And then so like Monday would be my chest day, Tuesday would be my back day, and then Wednesday would be my legs, and then my Thursdays and Fridays would consist of either chest or back once again, and then shoulders, of course. And I like to split them up depending on the day. And then I also add in a cardio at the end of each workout, at least try to get a mile in, just something to get my cardio and give me a sweat, because sometimes weightlifting doesn't give me a sweat. And also if I'm back at home, I would try to hit the boxing bag a little bit. I've been trying to get into boxing a couple more, like more than usual, past 2 or 3 years, I'd say. So hit the bag every now and then, even just shadow boxing in my room, you know, just trying to get my body going. And I feel like cardio is such an important thing, especially because if you weightlift a lot, you want to still be conditioned in a way.
Oh yeah, that's true. Like I think always getting the chance to move and energize yourself is always just important for overall health. But yeah, this is a football podcast, so I do want to ask you, as a 49er fan, do you have any specific outlooks on the 49er season, whether it's the draft, contracts, or just health in general?
Yes, I think about this every single day. You know, the Niners play such a, as corny as it sounds, they play a big part of my life, even if they don't know me as a fan. From the outside looking in, you would probably think I'm crazy or I'm a weirdo that thinks about this team a lot. But honestly, like I said, they've been such a big part of my childhood and even like my life right now. So I'd say definitely number one is the health of our players, even if they're not even the starting offense, defense, or special teams. I feel like health is a big part, especially since the Niners. We've been injured so many times. Like, for instance, Talanoa Hufanga going down with an ACL injury, and then Brock Purdy the year before in the NFC Championship. So I always feel like health is always a major part. Number two would be getting Ayuk his contract extension. You know, there's been a lot of talks going around the past couple months or so saying he's going to be gone or he's not reaching an agreement with the Niners. So I just feel like getting that done will kind of hinder the weight on the shoulders on the Niners front office. And Ayuk himself, of course, you know, he's coming off a breakout year, breakout season, and I feel like he deserves a bag, like, you know, 40 to 50 million a year, maybe, just depending on what we can do. And I feel like number three would be reconstructing our O-line. You know, I feel like working in the draft, I feel like we can get a good O-line maybe in the first round, or even trying to trade up to the 15th spot around that to try to get, in my opinion, I want to get Taliese Fuaga or the O-line from, was it BYU? Suma, Tua. Well, one of those guys. I feel like those guys would be a big addition to the right side for Brock, you know, especially after what Colton McKivitz did to us in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, speaking of breakouts for the year, I personally think I'm really going to like Hufanga and Jair Brown in the back. Like, I feel like that's going to be a great combo for the two. Are there any breakouts that you're predicting for this year?
That's a great question, and I always bring this up a lot. The breakout year this time around is going to be D'Amador Lenore. You know, he has been under fire for, I say, the 2 years. You know, coming from Oregon, he's always been thought out as, okay, is he going to be a good cornerback or safety or whatever he's put at? And I feel like he balled out in the playoffs. You know, he's a hard-hitting defensive player. And then with his style of play, I feel like the other rookies or the other defensive backs could kind of learn from him. So, yeah, I've always taken a liking to Demo. You know, he just plays physical. It just seems like he knows what he's doing out there. And I really hope he has a breakout year this year, especially with the expectations that the Niners have coming into this year again. You know, potential Super Bowl bound team like we are every single year, but it's just not working out. But I just really want to see Demo ball out this season and get the bag that he deserves.
That's definitely a good choice. I really like. He's one of my favorite players on that defense. That Eagles game when he that really just gets your energy going. And just having a player like that and that could just ball out whenever you need him to, it's exactly what you want. So I got one more question for you. Tell me a little bit about the differences between playing a sport and like loving to watch a sport, because you know you've never played football, but you've played basketball, and you know you love watching both. But what is the difference between playing and watching?
I feel like the difference is, so since I never played football, but I take my football passion pretty seriously. The difference is not speaking on things that you don't know. Like last year, I didn't know too much about football, so I wasn't gonna, like, I'm not gonna say things that I'm not educated on. You know what I'm saying? So 2 years ago, I was a big football fan, but I didn't understand it as much as I do now. I'm not going to be like, oh, this receiver should go run a dig route. I don't even know what a dig route is. You know, like, you just sound like you're just saying stuff to try and fit in. And I feel like if coming from a sports fan who kind of knows a little bit more about the ins and outs of football, like a couple years later, if I were to hear somebody say, oh, this player should do this, or why aren't they doing that, and you don't watch the sport, it gets annoying. Like, I'm not gonna listen to somebody who never played basketball say, why won't Steph Curry shoot the ball all the time? Because there's logistics to it. They're gonna get doubled, or he's not having a good shooting night. It doesn't make sense for Steph to shoot it every single time. Or why is Draymond not making threes if he's in the NBA? Like, that doesn't make sense. Everybody has different roles. So I feel like speaking on things that you don't know about, one, it's corny. Two is you got to educate yourself on understanding the game first before you really say anything. So that's the difference.
Yeah, definitely agree. But at the same time, that's true. But what about when you were a kid? And, you know, I can't say that my passion as a kid was any less. I mean, I cried after we lost to the Ravens, like, and I was just a little kid. But I didn't really know what was going on. All I knew was that my team lost. So what are your opinions on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're a kid, you know, you see things differently. As a kid, I wouldn't say they get a pass, but like I said, they don't really know what's going on to the extent of a 24-year-old man saying, why are they running up the gut all the time? Why won't they just run around? Like, of course, people are going to look at you differently because you're a grown man saying things that you're not educated on. But as a kid, if they're saying, why are they just running up the gut? Of course, someone's going to try to educate them, you know? So I think that's the difference. Like, if you're a grown person with a built-up intellectual, like, you should be at least knowing what you're saying before you say it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you for coming on to the podcast and just telling me a little about yourself and any of your opinions. Any last words for the episode?
Just want to say thank you to Mr. Adam Gilley here for having me on this finale podcast, I guess you can say. So I wish everybody a great day. Stay blessed and go Niners and go Warriors. Yay!
Thank you, Clarence.